What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Captain with the Crew podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about all of the moves that have been happening in free agency. What are you guys thinking?
We got to start with the Bradley Beal.
You mean the Nets part two?
Shit, the Nets part three. They reached out to the Mavs.
You said what, Kwan?
The Nets part three?
Huh? You heard me? They reached out before they got Bradley Beal. They reached out to the Mavs about getting Kyrie.
Really, man?
Really? I didn't know that. That's amazing.
So it's literally trying to be the Nets part two.
He's going James Harden.
Bro, you know what would be crazy? What if they did a motherfucking sign and trade, bro? Kyrie for Bradley Beal, bro.
Right now?
Yes.
Do it!
That would be hilarious. Luka is going to request a trade.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, no. I'm gone.
Oh,
I'm going to the East.
God, bro. No way, right?
I don't know. I just feel like.
You got to look at the numbers, bro.
That'd be crazy.
We just got to start looking at the numbers.
Their numbers aren't numbering because their top five, I mean, their starting five is taking up all their cap. But we all should know by this point that DeAndre Ayton probably will not be starting for Phoenix. He shouldn't be anyway. They can't afford him no more. And he's dead weight. You say what's up?
You talking about come off the bench?
Not trade him.
I'll trade him. I just read something on NBA retweet. They said that. No, I think it was Woj. I don't know. Somebody reported that he's unlikely to get traded.
He's unlikely to get traded? They're going to stick it through.
They also had another report that Monty Williams didn't like Jay Crowder.
Or DeAndre.
Or DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
He just didn't like the way they played, apparently, and their attitudes.
Yeah, I didn't read the whole. Yeah,
the attitudes and the way they played.
Wow. That explains a lot.
But who was the first one you said? DeAndre Jordan and
Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder.
No, DeAndre Ayton. Yeah, Ayton and Crowder.
Man, it's a dread thing. He was and he balled. I don't know. I shouldn't talk shit about Monty Williams.
I mean, you know
he
what?
Going through it right now.
I don't understand how like some of these like issues happen. You know, yeah. Like the whole Draymond Jordan pool crap. Like I don't understand
right.
How and for him to get traded like that, like. In the snap of a finger, you gone.
One of the executives just said, we hope to get at least another 4 years.
Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, that's funny as hell.
That is, bro.
And they could have got
4 years.
Bro, they could have got a better offer for Jordan Poole.
Of course I think they so could have. They probably could have got Paul George for him.
Low key.
Him or like
Moses Moody or some shit.
Hockey. What do you mean?
I know they're trying to break up that Kawhi, like Paul George tandem right now.
Right.
For the right price, of course. For the right.
Who's really going to take a gamble on that, though?
Facts, man.
Kawhi Leonard?
I'm talking about Paul George.
Oh, yeah, Paul George. On
the Paul George thing, I'm like, there's a bunch of teams that'll take him right now. Like,
not good ones.
No, that's not what I said.
That'd be the tricky part.
That's not what I said.
I think he'll be good make them. On the Kings.
Like, I think the Cavs might go for him.
The Kings are a top-level team now, bro.
True. Who they going to give up?
Who?
The Cavs.
They got
Donovan
package.
Not Donovan.
Donovan.
Their
number one player.
I would hope not. They probably send Cuz, Garland, most likely.
Garland and
somebody.
They gonna want two players and probably some picks.
Yeah.
Probably what, him and Evan Mobley?
Not Evan Mobley.
Jared
Allen? You got a key. Probably.
Bro, Memphis basically just gave up picks to get Marcus Smart. That's basically all they gave up. They didn't give up barely. I think they gave up one player and like two picks. Excuse me, three picks. And they gave up both of their first rounds for this year and next year. So you know the Celtics are swimming in it. You know they're gonna get a first round pick every time.
Right.
Like it's not a Celtics trade if they don't get a first round pick.
Facts, man. Every time.
It's not a Celtics trade if they don't get a first round
pick. Which is more reason why they shouldn't be too scared to break up Jason and Jaylen.
Exactly, man. Right. They've done everybody else so grimy. Don't be afraid. Like,
remember what they did to Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, exactly, man. They always ask, like, which one should you trade first, Jaylen or Jason? I say both at the same time. Shit.
I mean, you could keep one, but.
Both at the same time, for real.
No, I'm saying just keep one.
I mean, I like Jaylen. I don't
trade him in the trade package for y'all.
Jaylen more, but.
I'm on my business, man.
He's just the better scorer.
I feel you. I feel why scoring is so important in the league, man. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm old school, bro.
But, like, can Can Jaylen Brown be a number one on some team?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Spurs will take him right now. The Spurs will take him right.
I don't know about that one, Coach. Jaylen Brown over Jason Tatum. I think he's the better complete player. But like in terms of like, okay, this is my number one option, I don't think he's there yet. And I think Jason Tatum is a little more there than he is as a number one option.
Really? Yeah, for sure.
Even though this past playoff run, he wasn't acting like a number one option.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And Jaylen still needs to get his handle straight. So,
man, somebody teach him how to go left.
Please. How to go left.
I'm still working on it too, man. Like,
shoot. Get in there with Jaylen.
Everybody work
on it. I bet yours better than Jaylen's.
I don't know, man. I doubt it.
I mean, either way, you can still get a lot. Or, you know, you're going to get a good package for either one.
Oh, yeah.
And they still got the picks on top of that.
Yeah, bro. Crazy picks.
They still got all them picks.
Yeah. So they kind of sitting kind of pretty right now. They kind of do whatever they want.
Fact.
I wish KD would have went there or something. But, no, he wants to stay in the West, so.
KD cannot handle playing in Boston. He can't handle Twitter, bro.
Yeah, that is very true.
Nah. Did you see what he did on Twitter recently?
What?
Just like the day before yesterday, him and Lowe was in Twitter spaces, bro. KD was in Twitter spaces, dog. That shit was dope. He just... All right, so the title of the Twitter space was KD is not top five in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys think?
No, I think he's top five for sure.
Top five right now?
In the NBA right now.
Yeah, I'll put him in there.
All right, so it says he's not top five easily, not top five.
Easily. So KD, what number was he for him?
They said that he's like top 10. He's in the top
number 10.
Somewhere around there. Lowe was pretty much just saying he
10.5.
Lowe was pretty much saying he choked in the playoffs. He wasn't that good. Every time you need him, he's injured. Every other time, all of the, he's talking crazy, right?
Yeah.
KD pulls up.
Burn our account or his account?
His account. Oh, straight up Kevin Durant with the swords.
Yeah.
He pulled up. He was like, so why am I not? It's just straight up like, hey, let's have the basketball conversation. Like, I'm going to give you.
I've opened the floor out for you.
Lowe pretty much said essentially that his stats were like, yeah, you put up numbers, but against a team like that they lost to the Nuggets.
Right.
What you going to do, man? How many points do you need to put up to beat that team? And you didn't put them up. So what are we saying? And KD's like, well, a team game, if you're saying I'm not top five from a single perspective, why are you using a team accomplishment?
A team accomplishment. Yeah, that's very true.
I'm just asking a question. He's asking what's the criteria so we can have the debate. So this is what we always embrace.
I'm just trying to see what we're working with.
We embrace debate here. We embrace debate. So Lowe's criteria, apparently, is that because KD is held to a higher standard, he needs to have 40 in that closeout game, man. He needs to have 50. Whatever you need, you got to have it in that game because he is Kevin freaking Durant. What do you guys think about that?
No, dude, I agree, man. I tell people all the time that Kevin Durant is a top five scorer of all time. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Really? That's easy, man. I want to say top three. I want to say it because it's Will.
Is he a better scorer than Jordan?
I think it's easier for him. I think it's easier for him than Jordan.
Yeah, it's taller.
I think it's easier for him than Jordan. I think it's handled better than Jordan.
I can fuck with that for sure.
Three-pointer better than Jordan. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's a better shooter.
R.I.P. Kobe.
Okay. But scorer?
Is he a better scorer than Mike?
You do have to take into account.
That's a question.
And how physical the era Jordan played was.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like, post. We got to take post into account. And KD's not bad in the post. Like, he's a freaking dog. Mm-hmm. But Jordan in the post. He's
taking that stuff.
Nah, I don't think he had better score than Jordan.
Yeah.
Just because, like, Jordan also had that mentality. It's like,
so that's one.
I'm about to kill you right here, right now.
And he's not a better scorer than Wilt.
So Jordan?
No, I mean like KD's not better, but like
they Jordan.
He's not better than Jordan, right?
Nobody's catching him.
Yeah. So like KD's not better scorer than Jordan. He's not a better scorer than Wilt. Top three, maybe.
I think so.
Man. Yeah, I think so. And I don't. So does that mean we have to hold him to a higher standard?
It does.
He's holding himself to a higher standard.
It's one of those things where it's like he is a superstar, so it's like. The same rules and stuff aren't going to apply to Landry Shamet as they are you because you're the superstar.
Yeah.
You're the one in these top such and such debates, top five scorer, top 10 player, whatever. You don't want in all these debates, not the other guys. So of course it's gonna be different for you. Just like if y'all win or lose, they're gonna be looking at you regardless. So that's, I mean, it's, hey, it is what it is. All the greats had to go through it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, got rolled through the punches.
And they got a team.
Whose team is that?
Whose team is what?
One. The Suns.
I don't think it's neither of ours.
It's the
no, not y'all. Talking between
Booker.
It's
Booker's team, bro.
Oh, gotcha, he's gotcha. Young. I think you meant like who's like a fan. Also,
No.
Booker.
Booker.
I would say Booker.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I just wanted to ask that real quick.
I think
man, Tony finna
kill
you.
That doesn't mean
KD's not the best player.
It's the team.
You didn't ask me who the best player is, right?
I mean, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I thought you meant like who's a fan. I was like, not us.
Just like I wasn't going to see that. I was still Steph's team.
Tony gonna be like, you's a fan.
He's a fan.
Shout out to my boy.
Plays. Yeah, I'm spinning in the ceiling. Yeah. You a fan.
Shout out to my boy. But yeah, Book's not better than KD.
Nah, I don't think
cut
so.
Cut it out.
I
cut
respect Book though. He's on his younger. Way. He's right that. There. He's close.
But better? Nah, bro.
His scoring ability, bro. Bro, out
of this world. What, freaking 10 wins with Devin Booker? Season after season.
Yeah.
But who did he have though, man?
But Eric Bledsoe? You couldn't get to the playoffs one time?
Eric Bledsoe. That was years ago, man. Wait.
But you couldn't get to the playoffs one it's single tough, time? Man. Nah, bro. Nah. Wait. Dame did it.
I mean, bro. All right.
When they went to the Western Conference Finals, name me two of the players on that team. But don't say
Booker was like 19 years CJ. Old, though, right?
Hey, bro.
He was like 20 years old. And you guys long, are holding him to the standard.
Hey, how long come has on, he been man. In Phoenix? How long has he? He's been in Phoenix for like, what, 8 years?
All right, yeah, but.
You could make it not one time. One.
You right, man.
Now, the bubble year, they was right there.
He just need, but bro, but when the second through. He got a player that's competent, I'm not saying a superstar, he got a competent player. He's in the finals? Bro. Come on, bro.
Hey, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
We got us one.
Yeah.
He had, ironically, he had old we ass Chris Paul.
Yeah, don't tell me what happened after, though, when he got to the finals.
Please. Okay, look at that. The same perspective. They got to the finals because of who? Chris Paul.
Yeah, they the year needed before a point. That, he's a shooting guard. He needed a point.
Hear me out.
You
the year before that, it's been how long since Phoenix been in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
What, 20? It's like 20-year drought?
Mm. Dang.
So they changed one piece. They signed Chris Paul. They go to the finals. So once again, who got them there? Majority.
So I have a question. Chris Paul. So does that mean that if Chris Paul would have went to the Lakers, they win the championship?
That same year, tomorrow, like now.
I'm talking about like when they did it, when they wanted to do that.
Kobe? When Kobe?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
RIP.
They win the championship.
They at least got one, at least.
And that was what 2009.
That's all Booker Chris is. Paul? It's just like a lesser.
That was like what 2008.
No,
2011.
Just a younger what?
Well, what year did they veto that trade? Was that 2011?
It was between no, it was 10, wasn't it?
It had to be.
LeBron was in Miami, so I think was it at the beginning of that?
Let me see. I'm gonna Google it right, you guys.
Like well, yeah, bro. I tried to hear that because you can't carry your team to playoffs one time, bro. Like
out of like not, what 10 years?
And not to bring him up, but if Dame could do it, why he can't?
Why can't you do it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was 2011.
Oh, 2011.
I'm messing with it. Yes. I understand that.
So, bro, I'm trying to give him no passes and none. I still got to see something. But now it's kind of hard to do that because you got Kevin Durant and you got Bradley Beal. So it's like. Well,
there's no excuses.
No excuses.
So.
But the passing on that team, it's about to be god awful.
That's
I was saying, bro, they need like a ball handle.
Who's coach? Frank Vogel? Yeah,
Let's see it. Frank Vogel's a great defensive-minded coach, and that's literally the only thing they need.
Those three people are horrible at defense.
But that's the point, though. You get it? Like, that's why you have a defensive. I know you see the vision of. I know it sounds dumb, but like, come on.
I can't go for that.
Hopefully,
I can't play go for some that
defense,
coach.
Dog. Just like y'all gonna score regardless. Like, just we gonna focus on only this, y'all. So I don't know, man. We'll see.
Get how you live.
Okay, so how does Phoenix look? Right now, with just the addition of Bradley Beal.
They better than the Grizzlies.
They gonna win like 35 games.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like right now without Ja or with Ja?
With Ja. Yeah. Straight up.
Memphis better gonna be team? Crazy.
Straight up.
Then grit?
They're better than the. Bro, a minute? All right, cool.
I said team. I said like complete.
Yeah, completely. Yes. Bro, they get a couple veteran minimums, bro. They Bruh, come on.
Like who? Ain't nobody out there that can
Terrence
like
Terrence really Ross again, bro? What do you mean? Terrence
Not
Ross?
Terrence Ross.
Yeah. Who?
I just said Terrence Ross or Christian Wood. That sound better?
No. They not getting him off no better.
It's getting worse and worse. All
right. So what else?
They should have just went ahead and traded DeAndre Ayton and got some pieces back.
JaVale McGee, what?
They should have benched
JaVale McGee.
What you want, man?
JaVale McGee sure is on that team.
They don't have no centers,
bro.
The Grizzlies have depth, bro.
I don't know, man.
They not better than the Kings?
They're not. They're not better than the Kings. You got me there. You got me there, bro. They are not better than the Kings. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They're better than the Lakers.
Everybody better than the Lakers.
Oh, my goodness.
That don't mean nothing.
Bruh. They better than the Lakers.
They better than the Spurs, unfortunately. Right now.
Dude, man, we're going to get that, man.
Eventually. I say give us five. I say five. Yeah. I got five on it. So
now, about this KP trade, nice. Two trades.
Nice.
It's crazy. The
Boston
first one
tried to pull the wool over their eyes.
Man, they say, yeah, Brogdon good. Yeah. Clippers like, hold on. We already got injured people over here.
They said,
hold
bro, on. He came to the office limping. They said, bro,
they said his injury is way worse than what it was reported.
What injury is it? Didn't he tear his ACL?
No, he tore something in his arm. I think some of the nerve or something.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
He got hurt in the playoffs.
I think. Did he now?
I actually didn't know that. Some type of weight on his arm.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
He might have tore something, but it's in his arm or elbow.
Damn.
And actually, it's worse than what it is. Because he was going crazy in the
playoffs. Yeah. I don't know, man.
But now they traded Marcus Smart, the heart and soul of that team. And now they got KP. I'm still not convinced.
To throw it in the mix, I'm not convinced either. I ain't gonna lie.
You got KP to check out some more shots? Okay.
Now, if it was KP and Marcus Smart was still there, that'd be a little bit different, but
I would still feel the same.
I feel like they'll get out like to the semifinals, but the finals with
right. It depends on who they run into the first round. Right. If they run into Miami,
not Miami. Not Miami.
Rats, man.
So where the hell is Kyrie Irving going?
Y'all tell me.
Now they might sign and trade him for Beal.
For Bradley Beal.
I would love to see
that. NBA would be crazy if they could just.
But I don't know. Does he run it back with Luka?
I would. I don't see any reason not to. It's good basketball to watch, man.
But it's just so weird because remember in their last game, if they would have won it, they could have made the playoffs. And they set out all the stars. And Luka played the first quarter.
You know,
and it is on purpose. So it's like, what are y'all doing?
Tanking.
It was against the Bulls too, wasn't it?
Sacrificing the season, man.
Yeah.
I think it was against the Bulls.
And you know what?
I think it was against
and
the Bulls.
And do you want to know the real reason that makes me even angrier? I really want them to get sports betting out of basketball. Even though we're making a killing, I really feel like it's affecting these outcomes, man. Like, that's crazy.
For sure.
But that's a different conversation, man.
I mean, regardless. But even before it was popularized, it was still a thing.
Yeah, of course. So.
Even without the apps, you still go to, you know what I'm saying, the casino. You still
that's
on the games and stuff.
But now that everybody sees it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just.
And before it was just the analytical tournaments.
Yeah.
And I just never seen anything like that happen before, you know? Like,
yeah.
Got reporters partnering with these gambling companies.
I mean, yeah.
Kevin Durant is about to, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, yo, DraftKings, holla at your boys, man. Like, what you doing, yo? FanDuel, come on, man. Whatever. Like, seriously, though, but I don't know what Kyrie does, man. I'm sorry.
I was just, Kyrie don't either. Kyrie don't know where he's going.
He's not going to know until the day before.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder.
He's going to change his mind the day after he decides.
Bro, like, what makes me mad is that, you know, Steph Curry's calling him right now. Like, yo, man, just think about it, bro.
Yeah.
That is recruiting everybody right now.
You don't even gotta do that, man. Like,
bro, come on,
fam. If you don't happen in your current situation.
He's telling everybody. He's telling KD, come on home. Everybody, come on home, bro.
It's kind of like Dwight in Taiwan.
It's like, telling everyone to come
through. You tell your current team and you ball out, come to the Warriors.
Right.
They gonna treat you right. They go.
Man.
Now, let's get into some sad news.
Yeah.
Portland.
What's sad about
free
it?
Free Dame.
He's trying to get out right now as we speak.
Free my boy.
He is? Yeah. I thought he said he was cool. Man, he said he was sitting still. He good.
They pretty much said we'll trade the entire roster if this man wants to stay. Like, in a nutshell, is pretty much what they've said.
He said he's gonna decide next week. I guess it's upcoming week.
Wow. Oh, really? Wow. Damn. Give him time, man.
What do you guys? All, we all know what you should do.
Run, run, Dave.
Why are you mad?
You're run, free, bro. You're get free. The respect you deserve.
Bro, go to Miami.
Go to a team that's gonna compete.
Go to New York. You go guys, to the East.
Every people want
go to Philly. Win something, bro. Dang, I don't know.
Especially man. If James Harden leaves, go to Philly. That would be hard.
Sign and trade that dude, bro.
You want James Harden?
Huh? Once Dame leaves, I'm not a Portland fan anymore. No,
he's talking about Dame fan.
I'm gone.
No attachment to the. It's kind of like gone. Being a LeBron fan. It's like I'm attached to the player, not
bro,
the team.
Bro, Scoot Henderson's cool, bro.
I ain't gonna be there for that.
Yeah. I'm gonna scoot alone.
I like Anthony Simons. I do, but.
Shout out Anthony Simons. Sure.
I'm not gonna be watching the Portland game.
So, bro.
I'm good.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they said they accommodate, you know, wherever he's trying to go. They're trying to make it work.
That's nice, though. That's pretty cool.
The very least y'all could do.
Yeah. Most of the time, they'll be like, all right, we're finna send you here. We're finna send you to Orlando. And we're not gonna tell you until the day of. Like, what happened with Chris Paul? He got traded.
Shady, if bro. He could just go to Philly, bro.
On the most shady, like, that's
please.
Crazy. On the most Boston type move.
Please.
Yeah, man, that man, Chris Paul was on his way to Good Morning America to talk about the Phoenix.
And found out in text.
Oh, my God.
No, his son. His son told him.
Really? Oh, my God. Dad, wow. You just got.
Dang.
Yeah, you just got.
What's up, son? Who got traded?
You.
Man, shut up.
You guys got traded. Boy, I'm a son till I die.
Hey, I'm a son till
that's
I die.
That's wild as hell.
I'm a wizard
now. What's up, son? You need something? Check my take my phone. What's up?
Nah, man, must have been on BND, man. What's up?
That's crazy, man.
I swear I was asleep.
About to do this interview.
They gon' and bro, the whole marketing campaign they had was we gonna rent CP3 a ring. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Like the whole organization as a whole took responsibility. Like
they got to the finals. But man. Okay, so does he stay in Golden State?
I would love to see it, man.
I don't think he's not in that part of his career.
Huh?
He's not in that part of his career no more.
To just pass to play the
fast,
ball?
But they play fast, though.
Bro.
Fast, small ball.
Bro, he can't
his throw outlets. Gonna be streaming.
He can't just throw out.
That's not his game.
Give me that. Give me that.
Bro, he can't. I don't think he can hold up playing that style. What?
Dunk.
You said dunk.
Dunk.
Because someone's going to pick it and dunk it.
No, I think you said Chris Paul's gonna make a full outlet pass, right? Somebody gonna pick it off.
Oh,
shit. And go on the other side and dunk it.
Oh, what I'm confused. I'm like,
yes.
Hey, you shoot a CP3.
But, oh, so man. They got rid of Poole.
Pool party.
Draymond's wild. Draymond's looking for what? 4-year, 100 mil, I think?
Yep.
That what I read?
Yeah.
Okay. How y'all feel about that?
What? Nah. I'll give you
now. Whoa. Okay, let's talk with the Warriors.
Wait.
What the Warriors got to say?
You should definitely give them that.
Yes?
Abso-freaking.
Out of respect.
Not only out of respect.
90 million.
You fall apart if you don't get them. You fall apart.
So yeah, out of respect.
Yeah. It's not only respect. You need Draymond Green there. Or you
like he's like the low-key, the most important. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And you said what, Quan?
I don't remember, but Draymond Green.
I'm bad.
You said 90, right?
You said 90? Oh, yes. 90 mil is what I would pay.
4-year 90?
Yeah, 4-year 90.
If you go to state or if you just anybody?
Anybody. And if I'm going to state. If I'm going to state.
Anybody? Shit. 90 mil? I don't know.
Oh, well, okay. Probably not anybody. Anybody's stupid.
I mean, but I feel like definitely what he means to the Warriors and the rings that they did get, I feel like that
is measured in him, but.
Yeah, it'll transcend.
I don't know about the number.
You won't have that same impact on another team.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that number, man, but I swear that he's extremely valuable to wherever he goes.
But it's not gonna be the same impact because they were in the perfect situation where it's like, okay, they all got all their main stars and pieces. Okay, they got drafted.
They're close together.
They made a couple trades and they had that team. They had that dynasty for a minute. So
he has 4 championships.
Yeah.
What else is
man? Clay told us,
bro. The number like 4.
Yeah, Clay told us
the 4, bro. That's the funny thing. Like, so, like, what else do you want?
He's obviously not the same Draymond. He's older. Like, yeah. What? I mean, we all know what he brings to your team, but it's right. Like, outside of Golden State, where it's like, okay, you've done this for my organization, you've done this for my team.
Can I?
I don't owe you nothing. I don't owe you 100
mil. I don't care about
you. I'm not going to say I don't owe you 100 mil.
Right.
I'm going to get like 70.
Like, you could. All right, that 70 number is closer. I think that's closer. So, like, Dallas would definitely do that.
70?
So, like, 74 for
but 4 years? I don't know, because it's like, okay, if you get Draymond, okay, you
set some screens for Luka and Kyrie, man, all game, bro. And just then, do that in some passes.
But if you got Kyrie and Luka, where does Draymond fit? Because he's not going to have the ball in his hand. I mean, he can. They can play off ball, but that's not.
That's what they need.
That's like not Luka's. Everywhere, that's not Luka's strong suit, though, because in Boston, I mean, not Boston, in Brooklyn, when Kyrie and James Harden, he was like, okay, I want to play two. You play the one, they shine.
Right.
But like Luka's team, though.
But they could all. That's. I just feel like the fact that Draymond is such a glue guy, he encourages everyone to play into their own like lane. You
yeah,
know?
But as the star player, I'm not about to play off the ball. Like, I'm the star player.
Bro, you want to win.
You can get the path through me.
Do you want to win or do you want to be
there? But I'm going to say that both. Because Luka's literally a point guard.
Right, but he's going to have the ball. Everyone's going to get the ball.
But that cuts into the time that Draymond has the ball, which is one of his strong suits.
But he's going to all right. Who is Draymond going to pass it to?
Josh Hardy,
or is Luka? Why wouldn't he pass it to Kyrie or Luka if they're
open? No, Kyrie will be fine because he wants to play off the ball. He'll be fine. But I'm talking about Luka just because that's his team and that's the best player on the team. So it's like, you about to make Luka play off the ball? Like,
he's just gonna be running pick and rolls all day.
But then you're not getting the full value for Draymond because he needs the ball in his hand.
No, but if he's playing pick and roll and he gets the ball off the roll,
we see that a mile coming,
he always
bro.
Passing it.
We
off.
See that a mile away,
bro.
Pick and roll. Pick, okay, Luka throws to Draymond. Draymond dunk. Turns around, pat. We see that every time.
But no, somebody's gonna be open because they always collapse on Draymond though.
Bro,
they always collapse, bro. But are you telling me that,
bro?
Steph don't get open when Draymond collapses every time.
But I'm just saying, I don't think they have enough right now to really. I feel like it don't make sense right now for them to get Draymond because they don't have any other pieces. They just have to
compliment Draymond.
If they had like a decent team, it's like, okay, they missed a couple pieces. Right. It would make sense to get Draymond, but I feel like it would make sense to get Draymond right now for them.
But they only need like a defensive player.
Right they need now. A big. They need another wing. They need
They just need a center and a big. I don't
like who they got coming off the bench.
Draymond's a center, so they got like in a big.
Man,
they only need a big.
Nah.
I don't care. Pick
Draymond
a center.
Ain't no center,
bro. In this league,
you could, but he's not no starting center. Like I'm not about
you
to
know
start
what I
Draymond.
Mean.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like okay, second unit. Okay, Draymond, you the five.
Small ball.
I agree, right. But like he not no. What's
like that's why I'm
five?
Saying you need a big. But that's why I said you need a big.
They still ain't got no bench.
They bench is gonna be like veteran minimums anyway, right? They're not gonna pick like they're not gonna get anyone good. They're not gonna get. Mm-hmm. I don't think Norman Powell's open. They're not gonna get someone like that. like to get to free agency, but no, like they wouldn't get a player like that. But I don't see them getting anyone like a high caliber player. You know,
what should they sign the trade Kyrie for Trey?
Because he is very upset with the situation.
How does that work? How do you see that?
He's more of a scoring point guard. I mean, passing.
I have no clue. Is what I said.
Me.
I just thought like in terms of traditional point guard, it's like okay, well, that's another playmaker. But I mean, Kyrie's also a playmaker. So.
I mean, everyone loves playmakers, right?
But did y'all see that Sacramento is interested in Draymond?
Makes
that
sense.
See like
that would be crazy.
I would pay him $100 mil if Sacramento pay him $100 mil
because especially
you got your team.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes about to be a free agent. Especially if Harrison Barnes walks, you're going to need somebody to fill
that. You should want him to walk. He didn't do shit when they
he's been there like 5 years at this point. The Black Falcon, man. I'm telling you. That's his NBA freaky nickname.
But yes, Sacramento, that would be crazy. Draymond with that young team?
Oh, no. Dwight Howard said he wants to go there too.
Dwight Howard wants to come home.
I promise.
Yeah, for sure.
They did him dirty, man. That's crazy. But what did you expect, bro?
Kevin Love, he trying to go to year 20, he said.
Year 20?
No, he said he trying to play until year 20.
Like, what year are you in now?
Why not?
He's drafted in 2005, so maybe like 18.
Hey, maybe right there.
Oh, wait, no, I said what,
2005?
Yeah. Yeah,
18. 18. Yeah, I would like to see that on Sacramento.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
That's nice, man. That would actually be decent.
It just depends. Is Golden State gonna pay him that 100? Like right now, they gonna pay him that 100?
Nah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They should do that. I wanted them three, 4 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been a different story then.
Yeah, but like right now, bro, I don't think they're gonna do it. And I think he's gonna walk.
Ooh.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Sacramento will give him his money.
Will give that money in a heart.
The Lakers, they'll give him that money. So
especially if they feel like they can win like a chip in, on like a last Hail Mary type of effort, they'll be like, yeah, we'll give it to you real quick.
Ooh, the Clippers.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe his health too
that
good for
him. That makes sense, man.
Bro.
That makes a lot of sense, honestly.
His health is probably too good for him.
You know what?
Their health is probably too good for him.
Man. It's,
I mean, vice versa.
Dang. That's but he, awesome. Bro, he'll have Kawhi, Paul George.
Hopefully, Zubac. Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
And Draymond go crazy on the Clippers.
Tell Draymond that.
Shoot, man.
That's why he declined that player option.
Yeah, it's like, oh my goodness.
He like, I'm about to get this bag, man. And he knows he has value too, so.
Like you just said, he won, like, how many chests at this point? 4? So I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, like, I feel like at this point, he like, I want to secure a bag.
So wait until he goes to that point where he becomes a journeyman, man, where it's like, I'm just going to jump on this team for.
I don't think he'll do that.
I don't know, man, because then he's going to be breaking up rings, man, some Robert Horry shit.
Oh, if he's getting the rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
What's the chance of that though? But everybody's winning right now.
Facts.
You got to choose. You guys got to choose wisely. Yeah. Like I think the Bucks gonna win it all. Gets pushed out in the first round. Like
it be like that, dog.
So
true. But yeah, Chris Middleton. Where y'all think he gonna go? Him and Brooke.
Yeah, it sure is him and
you
Brooke.
You sure they're leaving?
They both declined the options.
Yeah, I know because I don't know if Brooke Lopez had an option, but I also read the report that Chris Middleton, he declined his. I'm not sure about Brooke Lopez, but.
I know if I'm Chris Middleton, I do explore. I look to see what, like, everyone else is looking like.
Yeah.
Because of the Bulls?
Not the Bulls.
Nah, I would go to a lot more games. Shoot.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, they trying. They put, they said, I forgot who it was, upper management of the gym was like, they cool if they can trade both DeMar and Zach. So they looking to.
I mean, I think collective bargaining changed a lot of stuff recently. Like, because.
Yeah, the new agreement.
Like, because now teams are really starting to feel like they're strapped for their money. Like, because their tax is going to hit them really hard if they start using any luxury tax players. So,
right.
Too many of them is going to cost you. So, I don't know.
That's what the Phoenix Suns about to run into, man. Like I said, their starting five is all taking up their salary cap like a motherfucker right now.
That what if Chris Middleton goes to the Mavs?
Ooh, I've been seeing a lot of that, yeah.
That's a good.
Or Philly.
That's even.
Tobias for Chris Middleton, please.
Dang, that sucks, bro.
I will raise you one Tobias.
You go, all right, Tobias, we set you free. We don't got to pay you no money.
Man, like, get him the hell up out of here.
We set you free. We don't even got to fire you.
I feel like I'd be decent. I feel like he'll do decent in Milwaukee. If Chris Middleton does walk. Oh, I feel like he'll do decent.
Oh, yeah. Still get a great spot up shooter. So, yeah. That's fantastic, man.
So that'd be good to see. And then who else we got? So y'all both said that Boston's going to pay both Jalen and Jason. So
yeah, I think they're going to pay them both, unfortunately.
Atlanta made pretty much everybody available to trade.
Right. So they're finally making John Collins available to trade. It's
bro,
like,
bro, they've been holding on to him like he Jordan or something.
He man.
Nah, you know who holding on to players?
Who?
Toronto.
Are hell they, yeah.
They refuse to trade OG.
Siakam.
They not trading Siakam.
Yeah, man.
They turned.
I know Fred VanVleet's walking.
I don't know if I'm tweaking or if I remember this correctly, but they turned down Anthony Simons in the number 3 pick from Portland.
For wow, Siakam. Really? And they was like, no?
Yeah.
Damn. What they got?
I'm like,
on?
Yeah, what?
What they got going on?
They got some ideas, I guess.
Man, I'm telling you.
Nick Nurse not there, right?
Nah, he in Philly.
Yeah, he in Philly. Yeah, he got fired. Kevin Love, yeah, like we just saying. Vucevic is about to be a free agent.
That's a good pickup for whoever gets him. Kevin Knox. Not Kevin Knox, man. That stinks. I think he could end up on the Spurs, honestly. That'd be decent.
Yeah, that'd be a decent little pickup for them.
Heck yeah. Malik Beasley, I remember recently.
Yeah.
Like, they were so sure he was coming back to the Lakers. I'm not sure on that one, man.
What the Lakers from them look like?
I actually don't even know, man.
I'm like, really not sure.
They're saying that they're trying to like go lower to get Bronny Jr. I'm like, eh.
Why not?
Man, they saying they want to get him and his younger brother Bryce.
Why not?
Why not let it fly, bro?
Nah, bro. We trying to win.
Nah.
We trying to win.
They don't let it fly.
They won one, man. They won one already. What do you mean? You won one. You got the bubble. You got your moment.
I don't want to blame my son for the reason that we lose.
You got the moment.
That's gonna be the reason.
Somebody got to do it.
I mean, Shoot, get them in the league. Get your photo moment, man. Let everybody
get them traded.
Feel good. Get on the bag, bro. Yeah. Shoot, what is dad supposed to do, man? Get your sons the bag and get out the league, bro.
He makes sure his teammates get the bag.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's one thing we for sure can say about him.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. And that's gonna happen.
So,
yeah, I don't see why not.
Any other? Oh wait. So where y'all boy Russ going, man? Talk to me.
You said my boy
Russ.
Oh my goodness, Philly? If he's still
hell nah.
Starting point guard.
Keep that shit,
Russell. Keep they gonna shit. Love him, bro. They gonna love him, bro.
He should stay on the Clippers for sure.
I swear they're gonna love him. Wherever he go, they're gonna love him.
I think he'll be perfect on the Clippers still.
Bro, they still
it went crazy that game one against Phoenix.
On one of these ads that popped up on my own computer, it shows Jordan Poole still in a Warriors jersey, man. Duncan. Mm-hmm. It's like, dang.
Like, that jersey is now 50% off.
70%.
75.
Derrick Rose, yeah, man. He sure is a free
Jordan
agent right now.
Clarkson, too, man.
Oh, Philly, please. That would be an awesome pickup.
Oh, man.
What's this? Josh Richardson. I'm sorry.
That's decent. My fault, man.
Oh, I'm just going
he
through a few
with
names.
The Spurs?
I can actually find out right now.
He got traded.
I'm pretty sure he got traded.
Yeah, he did. I'm not thinking about somebody else.
Seth Curry. Yeah, he sure is a free agent.
Herman Gomez.
Seth, go back to Philly, man.
Holy moly.
Bush, Bruce Brown Jr.
Kobe White is a free agent.
Yeah, bro.
Holy moly. Somebody hurry up.
That's where you really get the notice. Like, oh my goodness.
That's a bucket right there, man. Cam.
Spence. Oh, wait. That's restricted.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man.
I mess with it.
Any other trades y'all like to see happen?
I want to say Chris Paul going to stay on Golden State, but I feel like they probably going to try to, like, do some sneaky stuff and trade him, maybe.
I feel like they for sure going to flip him somehow.
Yeah, that's how I feel. They're going to try to flip him, like, right before the season starts or right after they lose. They go 0-7. They're going to be like, all right, Chris Paul, it's done. And he going to go, to the Magic or something, unfortunately.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah, they're going to turn him back to the Clippers or something.
I know the Lakers trying to get, what's dude name from Minnesota, center?
Cat.
I heard he on the trading block too.
Cat.
Gobert.
Nas Reed.
Oh, Nas Reed.
Nas Reed.
He a bucket, bro.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of him in college.
He a bucket for sure, man.
Yeah, I heard he on the block too though.
Dang.
Cat.
Yeah.
It's really? Like so many.
I trade for Cat.
Who? Spurs.
Hell yeah, Victor and Cat.
They got to give up.
That'll be crazy.
What they got to give
Let's
up though?
Go.
Anything that's not Victor. Give him Rudy Gay, he ain't there no more. Shit, re-sign him. Anyways, that's to trade him. Boy, give him whatever they want.
Whatever y'all want.
Oh, wait, where did y'all say y'all think Fred gonna go?
I actually don't know. Probably Chicago or some shit like that. They need a point guard. Chicago. Especially if Kobe White walk, they gonna need a point guard.
Who needs a point guard?
He can go to, nah. Cause I was gonna say, D'Angelo Russell is, he a free agent, so they don't technically have a point guard.
Yeah,
bro. I want to see Jordan Clarkson on a winning team, bro.
I do too. He's a bucket, bro.
Yeah, man. He was like balling out on the freaking Jazz, and next thing you know, they started losing.
I bet you Bruce Brown goes to like some team that doesn't have a shot at winning nothing.
I don't know, bro. It's like if I just want a ring, I'm trying to go for at least that 2-peat. I'm coming back. I'm coming, especially if I actually like the situation.
You probably want
I was
that bread,
in.
No.
I can get that bread in another season. Like, I can get. I'm gonna sign this little one deal. I'm gonna get this little 1-year deal, get another ring, and then dip. And then go actually do what I want. I'm gonna go to the fucking Magic if I want to.
Caris LeVert?
Yeah, man. He a bucket.
He a free agent.
He used to be on the Pacers, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Gabe and Max, they free agents too. At Miami. Kelly Oubre is available.
Yep.
Ooh, that'd be a good
Taj Gibson. Pickup.
Yeah, that'd be a decent pickup for somebody. 20 points a game.
That's dope.
DiVincenzo.
Yeah, hopefully by the next episode we do, we got some noise.
Absolutely.
And free agency got some moves.
I'm trying to see exactly. Gabe Vincent is going to be a free agent, so even though he just saved him and Mike Strauss, after they both just saved the hell out of Miami. Besides Jimmy, of course.
Right. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
I know a lot of these NBA contracts are going to be up this upcoming week, so that's when everybody's going to start moving or re-signing, or I'm going to get out of this, so I want to stay here. Yeah.
Everyone's looking at houses.
Yeah, exactly. That's when that
selling houses.
Come. Yeah.
Selling and buying houses.
Yep. You getting those text messages on the plane. Like, yeah, you don't play here no more. Like, you play
here.
You
congratulations,
play
you are now a Toronto Raptor.
And I was on the Magic.
Damn, that's cold as hell.
You are now a Portland Trailblazer. I was on the Pacers. It's like, I got to.
On the other side. All right.
Yeah, so.
That's fantastic, man. We looking forward to it, man.
Looking forward to it for sure.
We appreciate you all for listening, man. It's another one.
Another one.
Family. Please tell me who is with me, man. I'm KJ, so.
This is Quan. Unfortunately, I have to say my name. Y'all named after me, so. Y'all already know I'm your dad.
It's like Quan Senior.
Ooh. Y'all already know what's up.
They know.
Your boy Will rounding it out.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate y'all, family. We really love y'all. Thanks again, yo.